Long before Flint, Michigan's water problems, scientist Darren Lytle built a home plumbing system in a Cincinnati EPA lab.
This is the hot water tank. Again, the water comes in from here and then up above. If we come over here.
He wanted to find out whether the frequency of water usage affected the release of lead and copper through the pipes. He found it does, and top EPA water official Joel Beauvais said Lytle's research is helping Flint clear its system faster.
A flushing protocol was put into place, which goes under the name of Flush for Flint, that's been in place over the course of this month. The state came in and provided bill forgiveness for that water usage, and that's really been instrumental in, or we hope will be instrumental in helping to move towards restoring the system.
Another Cincinnati scientist, Tom Speth, created a mini model of pipes. It's being used in Flint to determine which type of treated water will prevent lead corrosion. When it comes to algal blooms, carbon and remote sensing studies are underway. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.